Welcome to the Albany Center Gallery. I'm going to show you some artwork. Come with me. We have Sophia Edwards. We have Kim Tateo. I like Kim's style. We will get through this. A bouquet of neon flowers. Here we have something special by Gatto. In this one, I used different color markers, different acrylic, and some water-based, some window kind of painting markers to create a nondescript person. I know it sounds far away, but it is a person surrounded by what looks like all the elements. They have fire, smoke, water. They're immersed in water. And then the lyrics to his song are written from the neck down all the way, like the torso of the body. And it says, I think you're really something special, just like what all my dreams are made of. Let's stay together, you and me, girl. There's no one like you around. And these are actually the lyrics of a song, but I won't make it that easy on the listeners. I'll hope that they can go find that song on their own. But the visual is more leaning towards a person in the doorway of a house that maybe has gone ablaze, and then has been, and then somehow water maybe has entered the landscape by either nature or by means of a fire truck. It looks like chaos, to be quite honest with you, but there's always a controlled chaos when you use canvas. I've always used what I could find, because my pizza boxes, drywall, sometimes other people's artwork that they were using as rough drafts that they might have put out on the curb on the trash night, and I'd find these things and just repurpose them. This is actually the back of an advertisement for some kind of store. Sometimes I'll take the signs off of people's lawns for old elections that they leave up, like past the date, and they forget that they're sitting on their lawn, and I'll just use that and paint something. So he told me he just popped out into the...
No photography, please.
Is medium important to you as an artist?
My first medium must have been paper and pencil. I started getting the desire and the urge, and strangely enough, I feel like it coincides with pubescence, that phase of life where you want to take your art or what you're doing and bring it to the world, but in a very bold and dangerous way, because writing on walls and writing on streetlight lamps and writing on tables and benches, and you're told not to do it. And so what happens is, my desire to write on marble and stone and concrete and asphalt and mortar and brick and all this stuff was because it was showing my boldness. It was showing my audacity. And that coincides with a young person becoming themselves in the world.
Did you have other ways that you felt comfortable expressing yourself and being heard? Or did this feel like this is the only way I can be heard?
It wasn't the only way, but it was definitely the most, I think, shocking or interactive way. It's like a screen. When I would wake up and go to school or on the way to the Bronx Zoo or on the way to like a grocery store, if you take a certain, whatever route you took, you'd see new colors and new names on the wall. And that filled me with wonder. Who did this? I always thought about Peter Parker, how he's a regular person in the day and then he comes out at night and paints. Spider-Man painting the town. And so I would think of that when I look at the graffiti. I would say, Who's doing this? Who's coming out in the middle of the night, and how late are they coming? All this wonder begins to flood the mind, the sensations, and you get excited in the notion that, you know what? Maybe I could be like Peter. I could be Spider-Man. And then you begin to start writing on things, and that's a big leap too, because even if I would have just kept it in my notebooks or on canvas, it wouldn't be the same soup, the same recipe. It had to happen the way it did. Being yelled at by my stepdad. So you're writing on, stop writing on everything. I was writing on everything. What are you doing? Graffiti in the house. I get it. And so I'm like, well, if it bothers them, I'll write it outside.
And before you were getting into colors and shape, it was words. primarily that you were writing?
Yes. I have this strong tendency, this belief that the reason that I love to write things repeatedly, as you see in some of the patterns in my recent work, part of it is getting work punishment assignments in Blessed Sacrament. The teachers, when they get upset with you, I don't know if you experienced that, they tell you to write something 100 times or 500. Have you ever experienced that?
When you say that, I picture Bart Simpson at the beginning of The Simpsons.
I will not yell at the teacher during class. I had to write these things. I was a disruptive kid. I was jumping around and, wow, look at this majestic thing. We had discovered gold when our predecessors were writing on the moving train. This is a canvas that is moving. This is, your mind would melt if you could imagine yourself being a 16-year-old standing there doing artwork on a train, and then the train goes all the way to Brooklyn and comes all the way back through Manhattan up to the Bronx.
With your name on it.
With your name and your friend's name and my neighborhood, because when they see your name, they know what neighborhood, they know right where you're from. They know who your friends are. It says a lot, just a few letters says a lot. And so imagine, this was magic. And so when I'm coming up, they've buffed it, but we still would do it. And then we'd be like, yeah. And this is, you know, this is dangerous, this is exciting. We would always get these black books from different sizes from stores, and we would do our bubble letters, our names, we'd do our crew, the Far Side, Mad Face Mob. These are different crews I'm a member of, you know, they overlap territories. And the Bronx is a tough place, man. I think that was part of a lot of writers become writers. You come from very dysfunctional homes and there's pain. And so you're like, you're leaving and you're going out and you're screaming. That's what it is. It's a scream by a mute person. If you could imagine a mute person trying to say, I'm trying to speak and the world won't hear me, well, I'll show them that.
How important is it to have your art in a gallery space?
I'm honored that they have my work because for a long time, and still even to this day, graffiti, it was born 2.5 hours from here, but that's still a lot closer than Brazil, where it's celebrated more, or Amsterdam, Holland, where it's celebrated more, or, you know, the murals. Have you ever seen these murals in Northern Ireland of like what they do, like on the side of buildings to acknowledge? Graffiti started off with little letters and became this magical, like Jack and the Beanstalk thing, where it just grows. If you allow it to, it can brighten up your day, right? I mean, I don't know if that answers your question, but this is a very powerful one. We're looking at what looks like Iceman, you know, it looks like ancient Iceman with a bluish hue, and then he's surrounded by an aura, which is a neon pink. Beside him to his right is Cassandra. I don't know why I named it that, so that's an entire mystery in itself. It's a faceless woman with long hair and a halo above her. And then she's in the natural state, in the nude. But below them is, I think, the baby from Eraserhead, in what looks like a rainbow kind of blanket wrapped and tucked in like a papoose kind of. And underneath it, it says, in black pilot marker is written, we were born in a time of great chaos. We did everything their schools and churches told us to. And that actually influenced by the Surrealist Manifesto. You see Max Ernst and, Dali and Andre Breton and all these, Dorothea Tanning, all these great artists, they were a collective. And they really felt that way. You know, they said, we did everything the school and church told us to, and all we got paid for it was in hell, because planes are dropping bombs and people are killing each other in world war. And so they said, from that point, they said, we'll live our life how we want, on our terms. And we will enjoy ourselves as we see fit, et cetera, et cetera.
Do you feel like you've shown all of the sides of your personality through your artwork, or is there more to show still, more to uncover, more to unravel here?
There's there's different moods for every day and seasons, there's much more to, there's much more to share that I don't even know about. Because that's the beauty of it, is that it's coming, it's flowing, it's coming out. Like a floodgate has opened, and all the ideas and the energy and the colors are coming out. And that's exciting. Albany Center Gallery. Lots of fun for the whole family. Water racing, water chasing, art colors galore, balloons, candy, popcorn, pretzels. Step right up, step right on into the Albany Center Gallery.